let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Healing by His Spirit by Geraldine Bryant, a heartfelt and emotional story of faith, trust, belief, and the miracles God performed in Geraldine's life, which led her to the ultimate sacrifice and redemption. Based on a true story which spans more than 40 years, depicting the chain of events that befell a young woman faced with adversity, the one perpetrator she struggled to forgive, and the restlessness of her very soul, and how she came to grips with her innermost fears. Geraldine, an ordinary person, recently retired from the Postal Service. She's had the opportunity to explore many avenues in her life, including travel in the U.S. and abroad, actively involved in her church secretary, singing in several choirs. The author of Healing by His Spirit, Geraldine Bryant, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Geraldine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick.
It is such a powerful book that you've written in sharing your story. This is something I know new for you. When did you decide you wanted to become a writer?
Well, I decided pretty much when I was younger. At the age of 9, I had an interest in writing.
Ah.
And I asked my mother for composition books. And I would create stories with fairy tale endings. So each time I made a mistake, I would draw a line through the word or a sentence. Or I would just rip the page from the book and start over. By the time I was 14, I thought of becoming a journalist or a travel writer. But because I wasn't prepared for college, I put my educational pursuits on the back burner.
Interesting, and having a chance now to pursue this, Geraldine Bryant, our guest on the program. The book is Healing by His Spirit, a new website that Geraldine has, and you'll get all the information on the book there, which is healingbyhisspirit.com. I'll mention that during the program, and you can link on directly to Geraldine's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you were writing this book, talk about the challenges. I'm sure there were some as you were writing the book.
Yes, there were. I had to go to the darkest places in my life.
Yes.
And relive my experiences in order to effectively write the book. And there were times when I would get stuck and couldn't move forward for weeks. At times, I felt that I wanted to just give up completely and say, I can't do this. But persistence prevailed, and eventually I was able to overcome my stumbling blocks. It was an emotionally harrowing experience.
How long did it take you to write this? And I say that because this had to be difficult, and probably there were times when you would stop, sort of forced to stop emotionally in going back through your mind and recounting these stories.
Yes, it was, but there has been quite a while. For the last 10 to 15 years, I thought about writing the book, but I had a hard time figuring out how just to go about to do that. But eventually, I sat down at the computer and I say, I'm determined to get this done. And I just started writing. And it took me 5 months from beginning to completion.
Now, that's interesting. So once you sat at the computer, that was sort of the official, you just told yourself it's time to get this thing started and finished, and you did that. The book is Healing by His Spirit. Let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for the book. Talk about the motivation, why you wanted to share this story.
Okay, the inspiration came from the divine revelations that I was experiencing throughout the years. Most of the hardships that I mention are situations that happen to people every day, but it is the end result that is different. Your outcome is determined by the choices you make. So I believe this is the vehicle that I was supposed to use to spread God's message. And that's what really got me determined to get this book done, because I felt it could help a vast number of people.
What do you hope to achieve by writing the book, and what do you hope readers take away? What is the goal? As you were writing this, what were you hoping to share with the readers of the book?
Okay, because I experienced a great deal of emotional pain and physical abuse, which I kept bottled up inside me for many years, I felt that I needed to obtain closure, and I felt the need to express this pain on paper. What better way to help myself as well as someone else who may need to hear my story? And thus emerged Healing by His Spirit.
The book is available, of course, wherever books are sold. You can find information and order it at Geraldine's website, which is healingbyhisspirit.com. Go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly to Geraldine's website. From what I've seen, the readers are really responsive, and this book is really resonating with them. What are you hearing from readers of the book?
Okay, they're saying that it's an awesome read, a must read, or well written, things like that. And one comment I received was a lady who read the book. She read it several times because she said there were similar experiences in her own life. And when she would talk to me about it, she would be in tears. And I really felt good. I felt that it was helping her in some way. And another lady, she asks, I don't know how you're still standing. And my response to her was, by the grace of God. So it was really a lot of nice feedback that I received. And I'm just in awe because this is the first book I've ever written.
And to
I didn't know how well it would turn out.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to find other people, as you say, we all have problems. It's how we deal with those problems, and we all seem to do it differently. By sharing
right.
your story, you can help so many people that encounter the problems everybody encounters on a daily basis and help them get through them. You mentioned as a child enjoying writing and writing things down and ripping them up and starting over. What authors resonate with you as a writer? Who do you enjoy to read and maybe emulate?
Okay, I enjoyed the poetry of Maya Angelou and Zora Neale Hurston's book, Their Eyes Were Watching God. I thought that was a fascinating read. But more importantly, I was really moved by Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Yes.
And that I felt that was an excellent book. And that book will make you ask yourself, what is my purpose in life? Or why am I here? In my youth, I often wondered that very same thing.
Yes,
never knowing that a book would come out one day on just that topic. It was just beautiful. It was really moving.
Well, it's a beautiful example of the power of the written word and the power of a book and how it can change lives. And it literally did, I believe, for millions of people just based on the sales worldwide of that book. For your book, Healing by a Spirit, who was this book designed for? Who is the intended audience for your book?
Well, it's like a vast group of people. It's mainly for 16 and older Christians and non-Christians, youth as well as older adults. People in large or small group studies can benefit from it. Also, any people involved in Christian ministry, avid readers of literature, and any reader interested in spiritual growth would benefit from the reading of this book.
The book is Healing by His Spirit. Geraldine Bryant, that's B-R-Y-A-N-T, is the author and our guest on the program. Her website is healingbyhisspirit.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, of course, and you'll find it the link to Geraldine's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you expect the book to affect the reader's personal growth as well as spiritual journey? Because there's really something, as you say, for believers, non-believers, we all can learn something from reading the book.
Exactly. So I feel those who face serious challenges in their lives, those who feel lost, alone, or devastated, downtrodden, hopeless, or helpless, those who know Jesus Christ, to open their heart and seek a personal relationship with Him, because there is a way out. The most important message being prayer changes things. That's what I relied on throughout my life. Prayer changes things, and it really does. And I've told myself, if I can help just one person through my book, I can honestly say that writing Healing by His Spirit was well worth the effort. And as a follower of Christ, it is my responsibility to share my Christian faith with those who are open to it. However, it is up to each individual to choose the path they believe is relevant in respect to their own spiritual journey.
Well, it's such a powerful message you have in the book, Healing by His Spirit. When I ask you about authors, you had so many in the spiritual realm. What is it about the spiritual genre that that you enjoy reading and why you think it touches so many people in a very positive way.
Okay. Well, I grew up in the church, and I walk in faith. I embrace an unseen God, and I can feel his presence in my life. Also, I love to listen to other testimonies of God's grace and goodness. So the spiritual genre serves as a way to strengthen the faith of believers and non-believers. It helps readers learn that their mindset can affect the outcome of their situation while recognizing the possibilities for spiritual healing.
Does your book relate to the spiritual practice or other, and basically how does it relate to the spiritual practice or other life path? Because it's applicable to really all of those areas.
Right. So, being that I became a church secretary, and I was very active in the church, and when I took over the position of secretary, I didn't know a thing about how to be a secretary, what was required, but I was appointed to that position, and the pastor who put me there, he had the faith that I could handle it, so and I could see the needs of the church and the members of the church. So my focus is constantly on helping other people. So in my book, I write about the things that happened to me. I have witnessed enough blessings in my own life to want to continue on the path that I have already chosen. So my faith remains strong and my spiritual practice is constant.
What has this experience been like for you? And I say that because you're very open in sharing your story so other people can relate and possibly learn something from what you went through and how you dealt with it. You've got strangers that read about you, have no idea who Geraldine is as they start reading the book, but you have family friends reading the book as well. How difficult has this process been to totally open up and be very honest about what you went through?
Well, that's why it took me so long to write the book,
yes.
Because I just wasn't there emotionally enough to share my experience with others. I hid certain things from family and members and friends, and it was very difficult trying to, when I found I had to relive it, and everything, you know, was coming back to me as if it happened yesterday, and it just took me so long to get it together. But through constant prayer over and over again, I was able to come to the place where I needed to be in order to share my story with others. There's not many people out here who want to talk about the bad things that happened to them in life. I didn't either. I'm just like, you know, the most of them. But for me, it was my faith that pushed me forward to make me want to bring this out. Because if you refuse or can't talk about these things to other people, you can't relay your message to them. So I wanted to make sure that they understood that anything difficult can, you know, overcome. You
yes.
can overcome these difficulties. And you just have to trust God to be with you to do them, because I couldn't do them on my own.
Geraldine,
I didn't have that kind of strength.
Well, Geraldine Bryant is our guest in the program, author of the book Healing by His Spirit. The book is available at our website, healingbyhisspirit.com. It's interesting because we find out the power of spiritual healing, as you did. Talk about why that really is so powerful and can get us through a lot of very, very difficult situations.
Well, it's a matter of coming to the realization that if you turn to Jesus Christ and pray, unbelievable things will happen for you. But I do understand that everybody doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, but I feel this way. If all else fails, if you tried everything else, try Jesus. It might make a difference, and that's what I did. I had my difficulties. I even questioned why these things were happening to me. But when I think about it, when I go back to Scripture and the Bible, and I realize what Jesus Christ went through and what he had to do to save humanity, I understood then that if he had difficulty, I would too. So I just wanted to share my experiences in the hope that it will enlighten other people. And if they're not believers or they're not Christians, that maybe this book will lead them to become one.
A couple minutes left in the program. Something else you write about in the book that's so important is the role of mindset. Talk about that, having the right mindset to get you through these difficulties. And again, difficulties we're all going to face. Everybody at one point or another in our lives faces adversity. Talk about mindset and getting the right mindset to get through all of these problems.
Okay, I believe the right mindset comes, the way I experience it is through prayer. Because you have good choices and you have bad choices. But if you concentrate on how to overcome your obstacles or difficulties, and you relate that experience to a spiritual existence or through prayer to Jesus Christ, he will give you the right choices to make. Some people don't understand that the choices they make is their outcome. In order to change an outcome, you have to think differently to get there. So, I don't know. People make bad choices every day.
Exactly.
But if they can get in the right frame of mind, they can talk to the right people that can help them get there, speak to spiritual leaders or, you know, people who seem to have it maybe a little bit more together than someone who might be experiencing a bad situation. And this can help people get to the right mindset.
What is next for you? This book, and you do such a nice job of explaining that and the role of forgiveness in all of this. It's such an important book, Healing by His Spirit, a book that, as you mentioned, will strengthen the faith of believers and non-believers alike. The author is Geraldine Bryant. You mentioned at the beginning that you've thought about writing for years. You tried it as a child, finally got in front of the computer and wrote this story that's being so well received, Healing by His Spirit. You're a very gifted writer. Are you working on something else now?
Not at the moment, but I hope to co-author a book with another person on an autobiography of my past pastor. He's pastor emeritus now. And I'm going to be working on his book with another author, upcoming author, and we're going to co-author the book together to get his autobiography out. But I don't know how soon that'll be. In the next several months, we'll probably start that.
That's exciting news. So much ahead of you with the success of your first book. And Geraldine Bryant is our guest. That's B-R-Y-A-N-T. Her website is healingbyhisspirit.com. Easy to remember because that's the name of her book. Of course, you'll find the book at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Geraldine's website. Geraldine, a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Healing by His Spirit. You're touching so many people by sharing your story. You said if you got just one, it was worth the project. Well, it's worth it many, many more times over that because you're touching so many people with the words in your book, your story. Thank you for being with us on the program today and sharing that story.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun having you with us, and look forward to the book on your pastor that you're co-authoring that'll be hopefully underway here in a couple of months. Geraldine Bryant, our guest on the program, the book, once again, Healing by His Spirit. Our website is healingbyhisspirit.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Geraldine's website. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.